In this bulletin, an Iraqi man is charged for his alleged role in a people smuggling syndicate. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison calls for calm in response to the economy. And in horse racing, protesters campaign for animal welfare at two racing events this weekend. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A 43-year-old Iraqi man has been arrested over a people smuggling operation where more than 350 people died in 2001. Australian Federal Police took the accused man into custody last night after he was extradited from New Zealand. It's alleged he was part of a syndicate which organised a fishing boat, but the vessel sank in international waters 18 years ago. The man is also accused of helping to arrange the transportation and accommodation of the people in Indonesia before they attempted to travel to Australia. He has been charged and will return to court later this month. A Turkish-led invasion has transformed one of Syria's safest areas into a war zone, leaving residents and families displaced. An estimated 160,000 Syrians have fled after the US decided to withdraw troops and abandon Kurdish allies. The US was part of a coalition that had partnered with Syrian Kurdish fighters to defeat the Islamic State group. Refugee Abdul Rahman Ali is originally from Afrin, a Kurdish enclave in northwestern Syria.
The Free Syrian Army attacked Afrin. They stole furniture, they stole cars, they stole whatever they wanted, they stole even sandals, they stole everything, all in the name of revolution or whatever. They entered Afrin and stole everything. They beat people up. They did whatever they wanted to do. So after we left Afrin, we went to Kobani. We worked, we tried to set up a house, and after 1 year, the same thing happened. And from Afrin, here we are again. What do they want from us? Where is everyone? Where are the foreigners? Where are the Americans? The Americans were here for 9 years. Why did they suddenly leave in the blink of an eye? Why?
The Prime Minister says his government will not be panicked into pumping more money into projects to stimulate a flagging economy. The opposition has accused the coalition of complacency, with figures showing the country is experiencing the slowest economic growth since the global financial crisis. But Scott Morrison has told the New South Wales Liberal State Conference it is vital to maintain fiscal discipline.
That's why we won't walk away. That's why we will not indulge Labor's policies of panic and crisis. Because there is an alternative, and we all know what it is. Politics is always about a choice, and the choice is between the stability and certainty that we have been providing as a political movement for 75 years, or the politics of envy, the policies of panic, and the pollution of an organisational culture in the Labor Party enforced and imposed by vested interests.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister appears oblivious to the threats of the global financial crisis posed and a slowing economy. A decision by the Victorian Anglican Diocese to approve blessings for same-sex marriages has divided church leaders. At a meeting at St Paul's Cathedral last night, the Melbourne Synod voted to express its sorrow to the Synod of Wangaratta in northeast Victoria for approving a liturgy to bless same-sex couples. Those proposing the motion said it was a disappointing and saddening move that went against the church's official national position that marriage was only between a man and a woman. But according to the church, other members of the Melbourne Synod against the motion said they were rejoicing Wangaratta's showing of love. Melbourne's Archbishop Philip Fryer, who is also an Anglican primate of Australia, has referred the Wangaratta decision to the appellate tribunal, the church's highest court. Animal activists have gathered at two separate weekend racing events to protest against the horse racing industry. Outside the Caulfield Cup in Melbourne South, protesters told racegoers they should be ashamed to be attending the event. The campaign is in response to the release of footage on the ABC this week, uncovering the slaughtering of racehorses at a Queensland abattoir. The Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses had this message for Melbourne punters.
The industry knows exactly what goes on. They are well aware of it. They are shameful. Absolutely shameful.
Protesters have also gathered at the Everest in Sydney at Royal Randwick. The racing industry has expressed shock over the vision showing mistreatment, but the head of the national racing body says it's up to individual states to enforce animal welfare rules. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth sunny and 27. Adelaide, cloud clearing 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny 17. Hobart, windy and cloudy 17. Canberra, early frost and sunny 20. Wollongong, sunny 19. Sydney, sunny as well, 21. Newcastle, much the same, also 21. Brisbane, sunny, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 36. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.